The coronavirus continues to make its way across the globe. More than 50 countries have now reported cases. The World Health Organization says there's still a window of opportunity to contain it if we act fast. One place that's wasted no time, Singapore.
Wash your hands to the beat. Let's keep the virus off the streets.
This catchy tune comes from Singapore's Ministry of Education.
Coronavirus, go away. Coronavirus, don't you say.
Singapore's government has a reputation for strictness and keeping things clean. The country has tough laws against litter, graffiti, spitting, and chewing gum. So you can imagine when it comes to public health writ large, Singapore means business. The country is close to China in the heart of this outbreak. Singapore has also taken some of the most aggressive measures to contain the spread of the coronavirus without putting entire communities on lockdown. That approach has earned praise from the World Health Organization. Dr. Ho Nam Leong is an infectious disease specialist at Mount Elizabeth Hospital in Singapore. He dealt with the SARS outbreak in 2003 and says that experience allowed Singapore to get ahead of this new coronavirus.
SARS turned out to be a blessing for Singapore. We realized how infectious diseases spread and how we have to be on top of the curve in terms of quarantining and surveillance and being aware and having the diagnostic kits, as well as the healthcare workers already.
As of this morning, there haven't been any fatalities from COVID-19 in Singapore.
No, not yet. I thank God every single day.
So I want to learn more about those lessons that Singapore has learned from SARS. I gather Singapore has pretty aggressive contact tracing measures, i.e. tracing the way a person who's infected may have infected others in the past.
Singapore has a huge team of contact tracers, and they will make use of all resources, including the police. And if you realize, everywhere we go, we do leave a digital signature, be it from the cash withdrawal or the use of the ATM card or the credit card. It leaves digital signatures all around. Now, with all this information, we actually try to track and find out where the person has gone. I think the easiest way to appreciate the problem of contact tracing is for all listeners to think of what has happened in the last 5 days. What did you do? Where did you go? Who did you meet? Chances of good recollection is absolutely miserable. And I think at most we can remember 30 to 40% of the places we've been to. But with your digital signatures, you can actually jog the memory and get people try to remember more.
I mean, it's all very intriguing from a technological point of view, but knowing how to zero in on citizens, thanks in part to their digital footprints, have there been privacy issues raised in Singapore around this?
Most people have participated this willingly. They know whatever information they can give could end up saving lives.
So just perhaps as a sign of just how engaged the Singapore citizens are, these WhatsApp messages from the Singapore government that anyone can subscribe to, it gives the latest details and updates of coronavirus cases, where they were located, what's being done. There's a WhatsApp message I'm looking at that's dispelling a rumor that schools are closed. No, it says schools are open. How many people do you think have subscribed to this message service?
I'm very sure hundreds of thousands, if not 1 to 2 million Singaporeans, would have subscribed to this free WhatsApp messaging. It is very important that we get the right information to the people. As you are fully aware, fake news, there are people who throw hoaxes, and there are people who out to send confusion to the crowd. They are so prevalent in the current society. This WhatsApp messaging will actually dispel all rumors and all hoaxes very quickly, giving the people confidence in living day by day.
So a country like yours, Singapore, can be as organized as it is, but COVID-19, it seems, can still outsmart us. There was a cluster of cases in Singapore a few weeks ago traced to a hotel meeting that exposed travelers who then went home to places like France and the UK. Does that give you pause, doctor, about the limits we humans actually have over disease?
Absolutely. Good contact tracing is defined as 80% traced, but I don't think we're hitting the figures. We are hitting at best 40 to 60%. And because of that, we're failing to catch every single case. It tells us that our contact tracing is only as good as the weakest link, which is our own individual personal recollection. In order to outsmart the virus, we have to take it one step higher. Can technology help us in this?
There's news today out of Singapore of an antibody test that's being developed. Explain how that would work and how it would help.
We do know that there are many people who do fall sick with the coronavirus and thereafter recover well. They may not have seen a doctor and may not have done the current test of choice to diagnose people. If you miss that opportunity to do a test, you miss the opportunity in diagnosing the person with the condition.
So essentially, this antibody test would identify people who've been infected in the past who may not have been showing symptoms, and that might help you understand exactly who else they might have been in contact with.
Yes, that would be correct.
I have to ask you about this, Dr. Leong. You apparently had SARS, correct?
Yes, I've had SARS. I'm a survivor.
And you were in New York City at the time. You got sick there and then got on a plane. Did you know you were sick with SARS when you did that?
No idea. In fact, I felt very well when I boarded the plane. At that point in time, the concept, the idea of SARS wasn't even coined. Mm. We had no idea what was happening back at home. We didn't have the internet, and social media was non-existent.
What can you tell us about that experience, and what did you learn about just being sick in a time of fear?
It was terrifying for me because I was traveling with my pregnant wife as well as my mother-in-law. We have very little experience to rely on for this illness. Would I die? Would I live? Or would I even infect my family back at home, the ones whom I met before I traveled up? All these fears were hounding me. But I was accorded the best care. For that, I'm always eternally grateful.
Dr. Honam Leong, an infectious disease doctor in Singapore, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.